New piece in South Carolina murder.
Dash cam video could be released later this morning.
Life or death for the Boston bomber.
He should be held accountable for his actions.
A journalism legend says it's time.
This summer, I don't know what we're talking about.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The chilling video that shows a white South Carolina police officer shooting a fleeing black man to death is not the only visual evidence investigators will have in their murder investigation. CBS's Steve Futterman is in North Charleston, a city showing its anger.
Last night, around 100 people gathered in front of City Hall here to protest. They chanted, and they sang. There were also angry words about the way Walter Scott was shot and killed as he ran away.
Is running away from the police justifiable for shooting somebody in the back?
Today we may see new video as the dash cam video from the patrol car of Officer Michael Slager is expected to be released. Slager remains in jail accused of murder, and CBS News has learned that seven other officers here who came to the scene after the shooting are also being questioned to see if they acted properly. Steve Futterman, CBS News, North Charleston, South Carolina.
Now to Boston, where the jury that convicted marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev yesterday will consider his punishment next week. Liz Norden's two sons each lost a leg in the attack.
Justice for me would be a death penalty.
Rebecca Gregory's left leg was ripped apart by one of the bombs.
Whether or not for or against the death penalty, I really don't feel like it's my judgment call. I'm glad I don't have to make the decision.
I'm Heather Bosch in Boston. The same jury that convicted Johar Tsarnaev on 30 counts will come back to decide his fate. 17 of those counts carry a possible death sentence. Jurors will hear witnesses from both sides. We could hear more heartbreaking testimony from bombing victims. Expect the defense to portray Tsarnaev as a then 19-year-old young man under the spell of a radicalized older brother. With so much on the line, the penalty phase of this trial could take longer than the first.
In Washington, one of the people promoted to clean up the troubled Secret Service is caught up in new allegations. White House correspondent Bill Plant.
Javier Morales is a senior supervisor in the Secret Service. He's accused of making unwanted sexual advances to a female subordinate. According to a report by the Washington Post, the female employee says Morales tried to kiss her and grabbed her arms when she resisted, adding that the two scuffled before Morales finally relented. In a statement, Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy called the allegations disturbing, saying any threats or violence that endanger our employees in the workplace are unacceptable and will not be tolerated.
After the VA scandal, vets were promised speedier access to health care, but for many, it seems, not much has changed. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
Steve, despite overhauls, frustrations, and investigations, the VA report card, according to government stats, has not budged off dead center after a year. Improvements in some places, longer wait times in others, but most of the problem VA hospitals are in states with a big military presence. Over the past 6 months, nearly 900,000 appointments made by sick vets failed to meet goals which call for patients to be seen within a month. An Associated Press investigation says that figures out to problems for one in 36.
Well, President Obama is calling for an end to therapy treatments designed to change the sexual orientation of gay, lesbian, and transgender young people. Good move, says Fred Sains of the Human Rights Campaign.
Every American medical and scientific organization has concluded the same thing with respect to conversion therapy, and that is that it is dangerous and harmful to individuals to try and change the very nature of who they are.
David Pickup, a therapist who uses the techniques, disagrees.
It's an egregious mistake to call this kind of therapy condemnable. We don't try to change anybody against their will. We don't harm them. We don't do anything like that.
The suicide of a 17-year-old girl has sparked an online petition that's now on the White House website. For a second straight day, the forecast is ominous in much of the Midwest. Hail pounded cities and towns in several states yesterday. This woman had to put on the brakes while driving outside St. Louis.
People were pulling over, so we did too, and it literally sounded like the hail was going to come right through our roof. The front window completely shattered, although thank God it didn't come in at all.
Tornadoes in several states caused just scattered damage. The framework for an Iran nuclear deal not only faces congressional hurdles. Iran's President Rouhani vowed today his country won't sign a deal unless all economic sanctions are lifted on day one. And about Yemen, he called the Saudi-led airstrike campaign against Shiite rebels a mistake, those rebels allegedly backed by Tehran. Iran has sent two naval ships to waters off Yemen. President Obama is on the road. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
President Obama's one-day visit to Jamaica is the first by a U.S. president in more than three decades. He'll meet with Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and the leaders of the 14 Caribbean community nations. The National Security Council's Ricardo Zuniga says discussions will focus on regional security and
our shared efforts to promote a more diverse, cleaner, and more sustainable energy future for the Caribbean.
The U.S. has been exploring ways to help Caribbean nations get financing to increase their energy options. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Panama City.
Sabra's recalled 30,000 cases of its classic hummus. Inspectors uncovered possible listeria contamination at a Michigan plant that makes it. Our chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer used a speech at the Texas Journalism School that bears his name to make some news. He says this summer he'll retire.
I couldn't have asked for a better life or something that was more fun and more fulfilling.
Schieffer, who's 78, has most recently led a ratings resurgence on Sunday mornings.
This is Face the Nation.
About his long career, Schieffer told the TCU audience, it's been a great adventure. Well, at 71, singer Barry Manilow is still going strong. Looks like we made it. The 1970s hitmakers on tour, and reports say this morning that Manilow married his manager Gary Keefe at his California home in a small ceremony last year. Manilow has been private about his private life for decades. 150 years ago today, the war that pitted the North against the South came to a close. CBS's Jim Krasula is at the place where peace and history were made.
The Civil War effectively ended at a dusty Virginia crossroads on Palm Sunday, April 9, 1865, when Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to Union General Ulysses S. Grant.
I think it's one of the most defining moments in all of American history. The United States of America is a completely different place after April 9, 1865 than it was before that date.
Ernie Price is a ranger at the Appomattox Courthouse National Historical Park, where the sesquicentennial of Lee's surrender is being commemorated. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Appomattox, Virginia.
Known for crushing buildings, the movie monster Godzilla has now been made a tourism ambassador and honorary resident in a section of Tokyo. It's where the studio that made the 1954 original film is located, and it's trying to stage a comeback. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.